All right. Good day to you. I'm happy to be joined by my friend Greg Howell. You know him. But also by Judd Lake, professor at Southern Adventist University, who is here to talk with us about his brand new podcast on the Adventist History Project called The Ellen White Podcast. First episode is already out. Maybe you heard it. If not, check it out. It's on Ellen White and extraterrestrials. How cool is that? Anyways, Dr. Lake, thank you so much for starting this podcast. Welcome to our podcasting family.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Yeah, welcome. This is going to be great. When you start out with Ellen White and E.T., I'm already excited.
Yeah, Ellen White and E.T., we're good friends. I think that's the moral of it.
There you go.
Now, give us a little summary. What is that first episode about, Ellen White and extraterrestrials? It's such an engaging, topic that I would imagine most people have never really thought of.
Well, I actually presented an academic paper on the subject this last spring at an Ellen White symposium at Andrews University. And I grew up fascinated with the heavens, stars, and the question, is there life out there? And so it was a lifelong question. And when I was converted to Christ and read Ellen White, I was amazed that she had things to say about E.T. and put it in a very biblical theological framework, and it answered lifelong questions. So it's always been in my mind, and so this was an opportunity for me to really exhaustively study the subject. And of course, I found out that lots of others have thought about it over the last 2,000 years as well. And so this first podcast really is a summary of that paper. I focus mainly on Ellen White's theology of E.T. and how it is compared with other writers of her day, other Christian writers who, as well as spiritualists, who said a lot about extraterrestrials.
Right.
And that was an era that was quite different from our science fiction world today, where you've got warring alien races in Star Trek and Star Wars. It was a different era. And they thought about E.T. in a different way than people do today.
That would be pre-H.G. Wells. So, yeah, that's no War of the Worlds going on there.
Yep. That's right. That's right. It's War of the Worlds that really started this modern science fiction. So it's a fascinating topic, and it's relevant for today. You know, the government has released documents and videos of UFO sightings and so forth. So I thought the topic was relevant, nice. So good way to begin.
Now, you're no stranger to Ellen White. You've written several books, including Ellen White Under Fire, responding to some of the criticisms of Ellen White. You wrote A Nation in God's Hands, talking about Ellen White in the Civil War, which is a very engaging book. And, of course, you were part of the Ellen White dictionary, the Pocket Dictionary, which is exciting, too. What's the dictionary all about? Why do we need a dictionary of Ellen White?
Well, of course, I co-authored that with Michael Campbell, and that was Michael's brainchild. Michael was a former student of mine, like you.
Good student or bad student? Just let us know.
Well, if you say some nice words, I'll change that grade, which you got a long time ago.
I'm safe. I never had you as a professor, so.
But that book, The Pocket Dictionary, was Michael's brainchild. It was, and his idea was to provide something much more concise than the larger Ellen White encyclopedia and just pocket dictionary type entries that are much shorter and concise. And so we put that together.
Okay. So basically, if you want to learn about, you know, what's the messenger party, or are these like themes, people,
if you want a short, concise answer on what some of these topics are, that's the place to go. And I should add that now you can access it free of charge. It's at the White Estate. Oh. The White Estate bought the copyright from us and Pacific Press. And you can access that little book free. And it's nicely featured on their website.
Yeah. You know, we have these politicians that run around America with a little pocket constitution, you know, that they pull out during a stump speech. I feel like good Adventist speakers at camp meeting should be having the Ellen White Encyclopedia, or the Encyclopedia, dictionary, the pocket dictionary in their left breast pocket.
Like the Jefferson Bible, you know, we could, we've already gotten.
Yeah, that's right.
You might call them Ellen White fanatics.
And that's the topic of the fourth book.
To go that far. I mean, I like my book, but that would make me uncomfortable, freak me out to see that.
So obviously you're no stranger to Ellen White. You've written on Ellen White. You've published on Ellen White. What has led you to podcasting about Ellen White?
Well, I will be totally honest with you and tell you, as you and Michael.
Okay.
You guys have been on to me, bugging me about it. Michael's been on to me for a year, telling me the potential of podcasting and encouraging me to do it. And you've been doing the same pretty much. And it made a lot of sense as I listened to your podcast. Very well done, engaging. And there's so many things I've learned about Ellen White over the years. And I thought this would really be fun to share this in a venue such as this that would reach a lot of people. And so you guys basically convinced me this is the way to go. So here I am.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm You're happy for that.
So if it doesn't go well, if it doesn't go well, it's our fault.
Yeah,
I will change that grade to a lower grade.
I didn't know this is where it's going to get uncomfortable because you know you teach at Southern Adventist University. You've taught there for what 25 years or
25 years. Yeah.
It's uncomfortable because I was there. I don't know what, 15, 17 years ago in that range. So I don't like hearing 25 years. And then I think how long it's been since I've been there. And
I know. 25 years freaks me
yes,
out.
Yes, it's how. Anyways, I took Adventist Heritage from you, took some other classes from you as well. And, you know, before we hit record, we were mentioning some of the memories of that class. One of them was a green suit. And I'm not going to say anything more about that. It was a green suit, my friends.
Come on.
The green suit has died.
Oh,
I don't wear a coat and ties anymore.
Look
man.
At that. No coat and tie anymore in class.
No. Those are the old days.
A puppy vest on, though. I mean, that's even better.
That's right.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
That's right. Yeah, it's funny how times have changed. I mean, even in the 25 years of teaching that you've done, I'm sure you've witnessed a remarkable change, not just in, you know, even in the way that you're approaching the subjects. Of course, you mentioned dress in the classroom, but I mentioned for the students too, it's probably changed in 25 years.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's remarkable the change, the nature of the classroom today compared to when I first started 25 years ago, let alone when I was a student at Southern.
Yeah.
40. Years
well,
ago.
You knew Ellen White, right? I mean, that was the thing. She come down.
Yeah. She and I had some good conversations back in those days. She taught me a lot.
Did she tell you to change my grade? I just. Oh.
I tell you, though, just reflecting on those years when I was a student, I was a new convert to Adventism. Mm. And I remember reading Ellen White. The first book I read was Steps to Christ. And that really began my relationship with Ellen White because that book presented Jesus to me. It presented the possibilities of the Christian life lived in friendship, discipleship with Jesus. And then when I was at Southern as a student, I remember reading Ellen White's books more than my class textbooks. Mm. She did for me is help articulate in my mind a very satisfying biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. And those formative years, I learned what it means to walk with Jesus and especially to love his word.
Nice.
For me, the more I read Ellen White, the more I fell in love with the Bible. And of course, as well as Jesus. Yeah. And so that laid such a foundation. And so years later, as a professor, when students started bringing me critical material about Ellen White, of course, I'd encountered some of that before, but that's when the internet was just kicking in. And that would have been, the years maybe in the late 1990s. And I encountered this material. And some of it I hadn't seen before, and it concerned me because for me, Ellen White had been a blessing, a tremendous blessing, and I felt a burden to engage it. So I did over several years of research, and that ultimately culminated after a number of speaking appointments, which really got me into Ellen White apologetics. Of course, all that culminated in the book Ellen White Under Fire in 2010. Yeah. And that's where my career, the trajectory went more in the direction of Ellen White. My training is in homiletics.
Yeah.
And that's an area I still want to focus on. I have a textbook on preaching that I'm working on, but Ellen White has always been there and will never go away in my life. And so this podcast is a fresh way to re-engage with a lot of these things outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
Nice. I know in my high school classes, this generation of kids, they don't know a lot about Ellen White. You know, I bring her up and they're like, oh yeah, I mean, like half of them know the name. I would say almost 80% of them don't know much else about her other than maybe that she wrote some books that their grandma makes them read for, you know, like once a year.
Exactly.
And how do you, as a professor now, I mean, like you said, you had formative years where she really, you know, grounded you in scripture and in Jesus. For this newer generation, what kind of topics do you think they need? I mean, part of me is like, well, you go back to the basics.
Excellent question.
But what do you want to do with that?
Speaking of a change from 25 years ago, they were more into criticisms and how to address them. Now, the issue with the students that I see in my classes semester after semester, they're not really against Ellen White. They don't care so much about the criticisms, but neither are they really pro Ellen White. They just don't care.
Yeah.
So relevance to me is the key issue now. That's why this podcast, I'm going to want to do much more than address criticisms. This is not going to be an apologetic website only. Of course, I'll engage with that material from time to time, but I'm going to do much more. And one of those is show the relevancy of Ellen White and the story of her life and who she is. And I think that's the best way for her to connect with the contemporary generation, particularly young people, is her story.
Yeah.
What is her story? The story of her life, the story of her experience, the extraordinary visionary experience, as well as her everyday life experience and her ups and downs and twists and turns in her life. Those are issues that I think will help connect with young people today. That's what they want to know, is what's her story?
Yeah.
Rather than about this or that vision, what is her story?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think that will highlight the significance of her supernatural experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, at least in my time in the church, pastoring and otherwise, I've noticed a difference between people who have met Jesus or come to appreciate Jesus through Ellen White, and like that's their connection to Ellen White, is she's helped me see Jesus, versus people who have, maybe they met Jesus, discovered Ellen White later, and kind of treat her as a something to argue over or to bash other people with, you know what I mean? And like, she's just a tool to be used. And I really appreciate the people who have come to a closer relationship with Jesus because of her, because she, you know, you mentioned that this is not an apologetics podcast only, and you're going to undoubtedly do some of that as you go. But, you know, I think that's gotta be the key, is the draw upon that foundation you have, and how Ellen White is pointing you to Jesus, because that's what she's done for so many people. And sometimes we can get wrapped up in these criticisms, or wrapped up in, you know, how many visions did she have? And, you know, all the, you know, did she really, you know, see this or whatever it may be? I think that fundamentally the effect that she had on people was not as a miracle worker, but just as somebody who really pointed them toward Jesus. You know, the Adventists then and succeeding generations of Adventists. And I think she can still have that effect today on people through Steps to Christ, through other books. Absolutely.
For sure. It's been well titled in the encyclopedia article, the biography of Ellen White by Jerry Moon and Dennis Kaiser. They titled it very effectively, For Jesus and Scripture. That summarizes Ellen White. And for her, the core of Christianity is a relationship with Christ. The critics and people who struggle with Ellen White say that she's all rules.
But
when you really get to the core of what she's saying, it's about an intimate, personal walk with Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's what has made her so meaningful in my own experience and so many others. But you're right, and you know, our friend and colleague Michael Campbell, in his recent books, particularly 1922, he discusses how Ellen White in those days was made a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
She was weaponized. Yeah. And she was that way pretty much throughout the 20th century for various circles, and somewhat still that way today. And that is a completely wrong use of her writings.
Yeah.
And kids today, they could care less about that.
Yeah. I feel like we've got tabula rasa with this generation, right? I mean, we can really start something better. In that vein, what kind of future episodes do you want to cover? If you're opening, looking at a blank slate of a podcast, where are the topics going to go?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned to you earlier in your other question, that narrative context, the story is where I think she becomes really relevant. And then you get into all these issues of her inspiration, revelation inspiration, her authority in relationship to scripture and so forth. But those are topics that I want to cover. Of course, I want to tell her story. I started with E.T. because that's such a relevant, explosive topic.
Good headliner.
And Matthew said, start with something engaging. So that seemed to be it. Although these first two podcasts have a slightly academic I'm probably more of an academic flavor, but it's still relevant and engaging, I hope. So, but after that, I'm starting off with some really practical subjects. I just want to discuss Ellen White and the Bible. I'm talking about time management. My first doctorate was in the area of time management.
Your first doctorate? How many doctorates do you have?
Just two. A doctor of ministry and a doctor of theology.
All right, fair enough.
Didn't know you could do in time management, huh?
About the doctor of ministry, I studied time management at pastors and have taught that to pastors over the years. And you and I have discussed doing something with that in the future. But Ellen White, in that initial study, had some very interesting things to say about time management. So I cover that in an episode upcoming. And then what she says about the devotional life. And of course, I'll, from time to time, dip in and out of her personal life story. I want to deal with the heavier topics that I believe are important, such as revelation, inspiration. A lot of challenges come with regard to the subject of inspiration that needs attention, especially her authority in relationship to Scripture. I'm just going to talk about her view of the Bible personally, but then we'll get into the heavier issues such as the nature of her authority in relationship to the final authority of the Bible. That is a place where so many Adventists miss the boat. Not just critics outside of the church, but those within the church supporters really miss that. And of course, principles of interpretation. Adventist scholars have written so much about how to properly read Ellen White and interpret her. That needs continued attention, and I will address that. And I'll be summarizing from things that I've written before, as well as fresh insights. And I also want to deal with her worldview, the cosmic conflict worldview, which she called the Great Controversy. That is such a relevant theme, topic, worldview for today. And her insights on it are simply profound. And then just her relevancy. I am continually amazed as I engage Ellen White with contemporary issues. I read a lot of contemporary issues, and from psychology to sociology to worldview to relationships, she has something relevant to say about all those topics. She said some things that captured the core of cognitive therapy before it ever existed.
Yes. Nice.
And of course, I mentioned time management. I found parallels with C.S. Lewis that I want to talk about one time. And, the social issues from temperance to politics. She had some relevant things to say. Oh, and by the way, of course, I'm going to talk about the Civil War.
All right.
Yes.
Because that is a topic of fascination for me.
Yes.
The 4 years I spent studying that topic and writing that book, it was 4 years to fight the war, and it took me 4 years to write the book on it.
And, that'll either way.
That book came at a time in my life when I was going through some real personal challenges, and I was able to really engage with the pain of the country, the pain of Lincoln, and everything that was happening, and Ellen White's insights were just really profound. And so it was such a joy for me to write that book, and I'm a Civil War buff.
Yes.
I live at the heart of Civil War history here in Chattanooga, a turning point in the war. So that's something I'll touch on from time to time in the podcast. And by the way, I love history and I love the 19th century history. I'll always bring that in on occasion, various occasions. And the Puritans, those 17th century Christians who were so large in spirit and mind, I find many connections with them and Ellen White. Okay. They were spiritual giants, and she reflects that tradition in many ways.
Yeah.
And so when I got my first doctorate at my doctorate ministry in time management, it was at Reformed Theological Seminary.
Oh.
And that's, those guys are, you know, Calvinist, and really the Puritans are all Calvinists. So that's where I really got into the Puritans. And Ellen White loved the Puritans. She cites several of them in Great Controversy. So those guys are my heroes. Mm-hmm. After Ellen White, of course. And I'll talk about them. Good. And plug them into Ellen White on occasion. So those are just some of the areas I want to touch on.
That's sounding great.
Yeah, you're off to a great start here. And as I hope our listeners understand, the purpose or the mission right now of the Adventist History Project is that we want every Adventist to have a working knowledge of Adventist history. And there's a lot of reasons for this we're not going to get into now, but I am excited that Dr. Lake's new podcast is feeding into that mission and helping people have a working knowledge of Adventist history by focusing on the relevance of Ellen White. Greg, Dr. Lake, thanks so much for joining me for this promo.
Pleasure.
I hope that everybody will go out and listen to that first episode. It's out there, Ellen White and E.T.
It is in my list.
Go check it out.
Hey, I got to say something before you cut out here.
Do it.
You know, I am so comfortable getting up in front of large audiences.
Uh-huh.
But when I get in front of this microphone,
uh-huh,
this big podcast microphone, which is a brand new experience for me, it freaks me out. So I'm getting, so my future podcast should be a lot better.
That's
as
right.
I get more comfortable with this venue. But
right.
It's an adventure, and I'm glad you got me into it.
We're all going back to HMS Richards time, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Well, just don't get too comfortable, because you look at Greg, like Greg, there's no table stand. He's just cradling the thing, just lounging back in his chair. He's too comfortable with the microphone over there.
It's just an extension.
Hey, and Matt, I'll tell you something I think you'll like.
Hmm.
Once upon a time, I was your teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're my teacher.
Oh.
Learning your expertise in Adventist history as well as podcasting.
All right. Well, where's my grade book?
And let's Michael,
see, what grades did I get
back?
Yeah,
I'm going to go back. I'm going to tamper with that grade a little bit. You just keep on, you know, being positive with me.
Transcripts are malleable.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, encourage everyone to go listen to the Ellen White podcast. It is available where all podcasts are found, on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. So go check it out. Let us know what you think. Thanks, guys, again.